peanuts or something. Be like a lady, I was in the show, in the movie, this lady done bought crabs. Damn. Say, man, this must be a seafood theater or something. Don't be afraid of these chairs, get close, even when you're downstairs. You want to be as close to apostle as you can. You understand that? All right. Well, good evening. Amen. Welcome to Catching the Waves of Revival. Amen. Well, apostle already prayed. We operate from him. So I thank God for him. Amen. I can't stress it enough. He's a real father. Amen. He's a real modern day apostle, and he's leaving an example for us to follow. You heard him say he's an apostle and he's still following somebody. Y'all ain't talking to me. You can't get that by yourself. Connection is the key. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you know, the exams came back. I believe there was like 94 A's. 41 were perfect scores. I believe it was something like 27 B's. You got the numbers?
Yes, sir.
27 B's, 9 C's. I think there was 7 D's and 1 F. Okay, so y'all know about C, D, and F. Now, let me say this to you without joking. C means you're trying to just be average. You're not applying yourself. You want to know how I know those exams are too simple? They give you a study guide, and if you really think you're too smart and you're not going to study, you're going to get a flag. And the reason you're going to get a flag is because sometimes they change one word that I said, kind of like to trick you, you know, sound good. So that's why you got to learn to follow your spirit. See, it's not designed to trick you. It's designed to see if you're paying attention. Because, see, you could read a question. All of us have been through this in school. That's how you can identify the spirit of man. You can read a question in school, and it sound true. And you go to write T, and a little voice come out you say, false. And you trying to figure it out. Don't figure it out. Follow that inward voice. Because it's something you missed. And sometimes they'll add one little twist, and you reading along, and you sometimes you see words there that are not there. So if you made a C, D, and an F, I want you to email me. Especially those who made D's and F's. It shouldn't be. All right? Let's, if we're going to be a part of this, I don't know if y'all are anything like me, but I didn't like anything less than an A. I believe that's excellence. Amen. You know, God is the God of excellence. Are you listening? And I believe you need to give your best. Amen? So you heard me. If you're online, you made a C, D, or an F, write in. We want to know why. What had happened? And just tell the truth. Dr. Walker, I did not apply myself. Amen. Now, don't write me no book about 4,000 excuses, because excuses are the crutches of the uncommitted. That's Mom Carolyn Thompson. Chapter 3.
The nature of the revival fire.
Chapter 3 is the nature of the revival fire. Let's go.
Revival is seen as breaking forth.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth
of heaven's fire on earth.
Revival is seen as the breaking forth of what? Heaven's fire, where? On the earth. Go ahead.
It breaks the effects and influence.
It breaks the effects and the influence
of hell's fire on earth.
Of hell's fire on earth.
And establishes God's kingdom.
And it establishes God's kingdom.
Fire purifies.
Fire purifies.
Reducing the size and quantity.
It reduces the size and the quantity.
Of the material, but increases the value.
Of the material, but it what? It increases the value. Now, y'all know that's true. Fire will reduce. You know, a diamond is a diamond in the rough, but you got to purify. Are you listening? You know, fire is a cleansing agent. Fire is a purifying agent. Are you listening to me? Now, even though you're reduced in size, see, when we come to God full of junk. Oh, come on now. And still full of junk, if you've been eating junk. There's a lot of junk you can eat in churches and put some calories on you. So you got to go through the fire. Remember, Jesus said, I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with. Now, most people just want to be filled with the Holy Ghost and leave out the what? Because the fire is responsible for what? Purifying, cleansing, reducing in size. He must increase. I must decrease. Are you listening? When you're really following an apostle or following a father, the true purpose of a son is to honor his father. He can never do that if he doesn't respect his father and take a low position. Now, all children, daughters probably with mothers, sons with fathers, it's amazing how a father can tell a son something and he don't get it. Because they always seem like they what? Bumping heads or at odds. And oftentimes it's because sons think they know more than their fathers. Y'all ain't talking to me. Just like daughters think they know more than their mothers. Well, that's all right. We're going to leave that go. Come on. Go to the next one, sir.
Fire extracts worthless from the precious.
Fire extracts the worthless from the precious.
Thus giving value and worth to it.
Thus giving value and worth to it.
Though it is less in quantity.
Though it is less in quantity.
It is increased in quality.
It is increased in quality.
When we understand the nature of revival fires.
When we understand the nature of revival fires.
We can work alongside with the Holy Spirit.
We can work alongside with the Holy Spirit.
And help propagate God's purpose.
And help to propagate God's purpose.
Until the revival fire becomes an engulfing flame.
Until the revival fire becomes a what? Engulfing flame.
Affecting every place and people.
Affecting every place and people.
That God desires to touch and influence.
That God desires to do what? To touch and to influence. Now, you want a good example of what fire can do? Look at all them fires out there in California. Huh? See, what God is trying to show us, even with examples like that. See, God wants a fire. Now, watch this. God don't want no fire that's out of control. Because later on, you're going to find out that God wants every fire to be marked. Because a fire that's not marked is a fire that's out of control. Are you listening? See, watch what I'm about to tell you now. God don't mind wildfire. God just don't want no strange fire. Y'all will catch up with that in a minute. Yeah, everybody's temperament in the body of Christ ain't going to be a little nice and prissy. You got to have some folk that they say, you wow, I sure am, because I lost my mind and got his mind. So I'm not trying. God don't put a package for you to like. Are you listening? See, God don't temper every man to make you like him. Are you listening? Some are tempered to make you come out your little comfort zone. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You come up in a religious and a traditional church and you get around the apostolic and start seeing things that you didn't see in your little church. First thing you want to do is act like it's wrong and run back. That's comfort zone. Are you listening? Wildfire is okay. It's strange fire that's bad. Strange fire means you offered up something God told you not to. All right. Read.
Okay, there are seven essential characteristics.
Seven essential characteristics.
Related to fire which can be applied.
Which is related to fire which can be applied.
To the coming revival.
To this coming, or let me put it like this here, the revival that we're presently in. Now, the reason that I say that, because we learned that New Testament revival is what? Constant and continuous. We're going, watch this, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Watch this. From realm to realm, dimension to dimension, God is constantly moving. See, and if you're anything like I told y'all, I grew up in a very traditional and religious church. According to the people I left, I done went to hell. So, you know, y'all listening to a man who went to hell. That's what they told me, you know, because I left the church. Well, you can't leave the church because there's only one church. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not a label. As I always say, the label doesn't necessarily define the contents. Are you listening? But the contents should always define the label. So what do I mean by that? There are some who call themselves apostles, but they don't have the content. Are you listening? I mean, when I was a kid, we would take a mayo jar, blue plate, mayo jar, and you go to your neighbor house and get some sugar. That was back in the day. Now, how would it look you come there and got this nice jar, and you flip it around, and somebody go taking it and say, let me take a knife, right? And spray it. So you can't spray sugar on no bread. Come on now. I'm just trying to help you. But the label doesn't necessarily define the contents. God told me this, but the contents should always define the label. All right, read, sir.
Okay, the first essential is a need for fire.
The first essential is the need for fire.
Needed fire is purposeful fire.
Needed fire is purposeful fire. So, you know, Apostle just in the last class talked about purpose. Purpose is the first thing we all got to nail. So a needed fire is a what? Purposeful fire. Fire.
We must know the purpose for wanting the fire.
Number one, we must know the purpose for what? Wanting the fire.
We need to know why God would be sending the fire our way.
And we also need to know why God would be sending the fire, watch this, our way.
Those of us who seek revival fire.
Those of us who are seeking revival fire.
Must know the purpose for wanting it so.
We must know the purpose for wanting it so.
That our motives in calling down revival.
So that our motives in calling down revival.
Is purged and pure.
Is purged and pure. Now, the way you keep your purpose intact in any revival, being connected to any ministry, the way you keep your purpose intact is by always following the agenda of the leader. See, God doesn't talk to committees. There y'all go now. Get quiet when you say that. God don't have no deacon boards. Amen. I fired every head deacon ever showed up. One head deacon, he was sitting way to the back of the church when he came, and his wife had the white gloves. I fired both of them. Because God don't run his church by committee. From Genesis to the book of the Revelation, God always raises up a man, watch this, for his purpose. So when it comes to revival, it's important to know what God's purpose is, so my motives can be pure. Are you listening? Because see, a lot of times people go into ministry for themselves. They see money as profit. Oh Lord, you're in trouble if you're in ministry for profit. If you ain't connected to a prophet. Y'all will connect that later. That's P-R-O-F-I-T without the P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Go ahead, sir.
The divine purpose should be our primary focus.
The divine purpose should be our primary focus.
So that God's purpose and plan.
So that God's purpose and plan.
Will be established.
Can be established.
The intensity of our longing for revival.
The intensity of our longing for revival.
Increased because of the revelation.
It increases because of the revelation.
Of our helplessness and need.
Of our helplessness and what? See, God loved people who want him. Now, one of the things you will hear, if you've been around Apostle any time, he say, you must capitalize on your weaknesses and your infirmities. We must all realize that we can't do this without God. I don't care how smart you are. I'm an honor student. I was in honors classes all my little life. But when it comes to the things of God, your intellect is no match. Can I put it to you what God said in the book of 1 Corinthians? It says the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisest man. Now, if that don't draw you to him, you're on your own. Because a lot of men are full of folly. Are you listening? We have to use our weaknesses and our infirmities. And that's when we can seek God for true revival. Go ahead, read.
The spiritual energy of faith.
The spiritual energy of faith.
Released in this sense of helplessness.
Released in this sense of helplessness.
Demands a touch from above.
It demands a touch from above.
Okay, the second essential is a need for a fire starter.
Number two, the second essential requirement for revival is a need for a what? Fire starter. All right, read.
God is an arsonist.
God is an arsonist. How about that? God is a what?
Arsonist.
God, you know what an arsonist is? That's one who sets a fire on, watch this, on purpose. In the natural, an arsonist will set a fire for, watch this, for destruction and fraud. What if that old dilapidated building ain't producing no money and you got a policy on it? You might as well collect. So oftentimes fires become what they call mysterious. That building that was downtown in New Orleans just got on fire. How did that happen? It has no electricity flowing to it, you know. And then they be talking about investigation. Yeah, okay, y'all know what had happened. Y'all already know, because y'all know the love of money is the what? Yeah, the love of money. So if you love it, you'll do anything to get it. But God is an arsonist. Go ahead.
He sets fire to hearts that are ready for him.
God is an arsonist that sets fire to hearts that are, watch this, that are ready for him. So that means you took time to do some what? Preparation. Remember, revival is for prepared vessels. Amen. Go ahead.
When we allow God to ignite us.
When we allow God to ignite us.
Then the spiritual timing is now.
Then the spiritual timing is what?
Now.
The spiritual timing is what?
Now.
Online. You should be saying that now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. See, that's why apostolic government is so important. Because when you think about the now, when an apostle is ready to move, he don't have time to have men around him telling him, wait, I got to go do this. See, we read these things in the Bible, but we don't pay attention. When Jesus called those 12 men to follow him, the Bible says immediately, straightway, they left what they were doing to go follow. In apostolic government, when you're connecting to leaders, when they call for your service, you don't have time to give them an excuse. Well, it's our 20th year anniversary. And? Well, that's that in the Bible. You know, and you hear that. When Jesus called one young man, he said, watch, it's about priority. Let me first go bury my father. Let me see the word first is there. Why is the, see, it wasn't so much he couldn't go bury his father, but the priority was wrong. Now y'all got it. Let me first go and bury. I know you ain't read that no book, but come on, talk to me up here. Let me first go. See, God first. Are you listening? And sometimes you got to let the dead bury the dead. Y'all ain't talking to me. There have been many funerals I done missed. One of my favorite aunts passed. Are you listening? But I had a meeting, a money coming to you meeting with Apostle. I didn't say my favorite aunt passed, Apostle. I need to take off. No, I told the family, I told them before they did the arrangements. Now, when it come to me following Apostle, there's nothing you can put on the agenda that's going to be before me following. I know a lot of y'all ain't going to like this, but I thought you came here, you're going to learn some stuff. Your itinerary means nothing. And here's the other thing. Nobody going to set my itinerary for me. I'm going after something. And if you can't wait till I get back, then go on without me. You still got my love and my support. And watch this. And Rita ain't know I wasn't there anyway. So I don't know why y'all let people obligate y'all. That person in that casket don't know nothing. They don't know if you was dead, not dead. They ain't cussing you or saying nothing. That's them alive people who didn't even treat them right. Okay, let's go. Next, read.
Revival does not originate with us.
Watch this. Revival does not originate with us.
But from God who is the consuming fire.
But revival is initiated by our Father God who is a what? All-consuming fire. Go ahead.
His overwhelming passion is to heal the church.
God's overwhelming passion is to heal his church.
To touch and transform her.
To touch and to transform his church.
And to break through every barrier that the enemy and men set.
And to break through every barrier that the enemy and men have set. Watch this. To stop the church's advancement. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you want to be a part of apostolic government, get ready to cut against the grain. because the things that apostles shared with us in the last class, we don't see happening in church today. Most churches today are established by some disgruntled little fella. Shatalabasata. Don't speak in tongues now. They get a little, you know, maybe they drunk a little Thunderbird, a Boom Farm, some of that little cheap wine, you know, out there, something, smoked a reefer, snorted something, I don't know. Because they get to the point where they think, oh, that's easy to do. No, baby, this is a calling. And watch what I'm about to say. I don't care who you are. If you left your church and went started on your own, pack your bags, get your tail back. Because apostolic ministry is being sent out. So in this revival, we're going to see a lot of churches drying up and dying up because they're out. They were never sent out. And the pressure that the enemy is going to bring. See, only apostolic government can cause you to stand when stuff gets real tough. Because God is only responsible for that which he authorizes. Okay, go ahead and read, son.
God initiates a revival.
God initiates a revival?
Revival fire is God's answer.
Revival fire is God's answer to hell's fire on the earth. Read.
The revival fire is often sparked off.
The revival fire is often sparked off.
In our time of communion.
In our time of communion.
And fellowship with him.
Communion and fellowship with the Father.
As we cannot walk with fire and not be burnt.
You can't walk with fire. And what? Now, y'all know the old folk told us that. Baby, don't play with fire. Huh? You can't play with fire and don't get what? Come on, talk to me. I know some of y'all never got burned, but you lying. All of us got burned in life and in the church. Come on, talk to me. All right? Keep it moving. Go. When revival fire does not originate from God,
that fire results in futility.
That fire results in futility.
And brings upon God's judgment.
And brings upon a what? God's judgment. In other words, that's a fire that God didn't authorize. That's strange fire. Are you listening? See, any fire that God doesn't authorize is strange fire. You remember Aaron's sons were priests. Are you listening? There was a prescribed, they had specific duties they had to do. When they took it upon themselves to do what God didn't authorize them to do, you understand? Fire broke forth and killed them. Now people acting like God is the killer. God ain't the killer. You violated that principle. Are you listening? Y'all don't remember when the Ark of the Covenant was being returned and it flew off and some men dove to catch it? And the Bible say the fire of God broke forth on them? People were mad with God. No, they stepped out of position. Y'all ain't talking. You understand? So in revival fire, you got to know the purpose so you don't get out of sync and go do something God didn't say to do. Read. Starting an unholy fire.
Drastic consequences.
Had drastic consequences.
On King Saul's life.
On King Saul's life.
His kingdom was taken from him.
His kingdom was taken from him.
And given to David.
You heard that? What do you mean? If you really studied it out, Saul did what he was not authorized to do. Are you listening? And y'all know what caused them to do it? Here it comes. You listen to people. Many young men started ministries because they listened to a group of people. Watch this. Who was mad with the pastor. Mad with his agenda. Y'all ain't talking to me. Found some little puppet. Because see, at the end of the day, we are men and women of God. Apostolic government is following God. Not the people. Y'all better hear me. Any man or woman of God that's led by the people, you ain't going to be around long. Because God want to be your leader. And your tithe payer never leave the church. Because God is him. Read.
Okay, number three.
A need for ignitable material. Go.
To gather momentum. Ignitable materials are needed.
Ignitable materials are needed.
on the life of the church.
God works on the life of the church.
To become a vessel.
To become a vessel.
That he can put flames on.
That he can put flames on.
God wants us to become responsive.
God wants us to become responsive.
To his touch and his spirit.
To his touch and to his spirit.
We are to become highly inflammable.
We are to highly inflammable.
In our response to him.
In our response to God.
His word and his spirit.
God's word and God's spirit.
Must so highly excite us.
Must so highly excite us.
And his seal consumes us.
And his seal must consume us.
We must be consumed by our passion for him.
We must be consumed by our passion for the things of God and him.
And become increasingly overwhelmed.
And become increasingly overwhelmed.
By our conscience that he.
By our conscience that our Father God.
Is in us and wants to move through us.
He is in us and wants to move what? But watch this. Only we can make ourselves combustible material. Are you listening to me? A lot of people ask God to do what he told us to do. Romans 12. You know what it say. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Watch this now. That you, not God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, and what? Acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. But in order to do that, it says, be not conformed to this world, be ye by the renewing of your what? So that means the old mind I had, my old way of doing things, got to be confronted with the word of God. Are you with me? All right, go. Next one.
We must not put anything.
We must not put anything.
Object or excuses.
Object or excuses.
In a way that will stop us.
In a way that will stop us.
From becoming ignitable vessels.
From ignitable vessels.
We must give ourselves completely to God.
We must give ourselves completely to God.
And this will allow his fire to gain momentum.
And this will allow his fire to gain momentum.
In us.
In us.
Number four, a need to spread.
Number four, revival fire has a need to spread. Read.
Revival fire to spread.
Revival fire has the ability to spread.
When a fire doesn't catch on.
When a fire does not catch on.
It will soon die out.
When a fire does not catch on, it will soon what? Die out. Well, I told you about barbecue, right? Y'all know how coals catch on? The worst thing you could do is try to put on a coal grill. Because you didn't take the time to let those coals all catch on fire. That's why sometimes, you know, you have some grills where the fire is hot in one spot, not so hot in another spot. Huh? Sometimes you got too much coal on one side, food overcooking. You're supposed to spread them evenly. Are you listening? All right, you got it. And don't put your hand down there. Okay, go ahead, read.
For the revival to gain momentum.
For the revival to gain momentum.
It must spread sideways.
It must spread sideways, or I like to say horizontally. For the fire to gain what? Momentum. See, most people want it to go this way. Are you listening? No, it must go this way, because the wider it spread. The wider it spread. Are you listening? Huh? I mean, just think of it like this. If you have a fire and only the tree on fire, ain't much going to happen. Are you listening? But that, a fire goes, especially when it got the wind fanning it. And the Holy Spirit is, watch this, the wind of God. So watch this. He's a fire and wind. Y'all will catch that. In order to increase in its intensity, oxygen is needed. Okay, go ahead.
Our task is to find other ignitable materials.
Our task is to find other ignitable materials.
To pass the fire on.
To pass the fire on.
We must not become self-indulgent.
We must not become self-indulgent.
With the fire, but desire it to spread us, than us.
We must not become.
Okay.
Read it again.
Self-indulgent.
We must not become self-indulgent.
With the fire.
With the fire.
But desire it to spread further than us.
But we must desire to spread farther than us.
When the fire spreads to other lives.
When the fire to other lives.
Churches and cities.
Churches and cities.
It becomes uncontrollable.
It becomes uncontrollable.
And it won't be easy for the enemy.
And it won't be easy for the enemy.
And wicked men to destroy.
And wicked men to destroy it.
Those on whom the revival fire falls.
Those upon whom the revival fire falls.
Responsible to maintain the fire.
Are responsible to maintain the fire.
Increase its momentum.
Increase its momentum.
And spread it as far as possible.
And spread it as far as possible. Say human responsibility.
Human responsibility.
Even though revival is initiated by God, man plays a part. Never forget that. God, say that.
God needs me.
Okay, go ahead.
We must seek God's face.
We must seek God's face.
To find ways to spread and propagate the revival.
To spread and to propagate the revival.
Number five, it need to be watched.
Fire hasn't, the revival fire watched. Go ahead.
Revival fire needs to be watched.
Revival fire needs to be watched.
An unwatched fire is unmarked fire.
An unwatched fire is an unmarked fire.
Leaders in the coming revival.
Leaders in the coming revival.
Need to see that the fire is not misused and abused.
Leaders in this coming revival see that the fire is not abused and misused. Are you listening? That's where oversight come in.
The church needs to be taught on. The church need to be taught.
The church needs to be taught.
On how to flow with the Spirit of God.
On how to flow with the Spirit of God.
We need to watch the fire.
That we need to watch the.
It will not die.
So that the fire will not die.
Down, but will spread wildly.
But it won't dry, drop down, but spread what? Wild. That's where oversight. You heard what Apostle talk about certification? Huh? See, fathers, thank God for instructors, right? They teach us, train us, all those things, but I'm going to train you. A father going to really, Lord have mercy. Yeah, you have instructors, they won't cut you. A real father going to correct you, rebuke you. Amen. And don't care if you pout. How many of our parents cared about us pouting? Amen. I know one thing. I was used to backhand ministry, frying pan ministry, throw a bottle ministry. See, our folks didn't play. This generation talking about a timeout. The hell with that. Come on, go ahead, next.
We need to watch the fire.
We need to watch the fire.
To make sure it is fulfilling.
To make sure that the fire is fulfilling.
The
eternal purposes of God.
We must direct the fire.
We must direct the fire.
Until it hits the bullseye.
Until it hits the bullseye.
Of the purpose of God.
Of the purpose of God.
Number six, a need to ensure individual fire.
Number six, a need to ensure individual.
In revival, the whole community is on fire.
In a revival, the whole community is on fire.
Everybody's moving in the same direction.
Everybody's moving in sync and in the same direction.
And is drawn into the same flow of his anointing.
And is drawn into the what? Same flow of the revival anointing.
Anointing is increasing.
When the corporate anointing is increasing.
In a meeting. It's necessary to make sure everyone.
It is necessary to make sure everyone.
Is responding to the Holy Spirit.
Is responding to the Holy Spirit. Well, you had a good example of that when God took up Moses' spirit and put up on the 70. Did you see that? God, everybody got to get it. See, a revival is hindered when you got a few cold folk. Are you listening? See, coldness means you're dull of hearing. Y'all, come on now. Sometimes people get frustrated with the preacher, but really it's them. The preacher preparing himself, but they too busy during the week. ER. Y'all don't want to talk to me? DVR, everything. The Young and the Restless, Search for Tomorrow, General Hospital, Empire. Because I know I was going to lose half of y'all. Cookie, baby, cookie on the night. Oh, Lord, I can't miss that show. Hello, somebody. Yeah, scandalous scandal. I'm just trying to bring y'all up to date because, you know, some, and then they tape all of that and the Lord be saying, get up and pray. Lord, I'm, wait. And y'all know, come on, let's be honest. That's all right. Go ahead, sir.
Every believing
heart
needs to be assured of God's authentic manifestation.
Needs to be assured of God's authentic manifestation.
There's no substitute for apostolic teaching.
There is no substitute for apostolic teaching, training, and government. Listen to what I said. No substitute. This is what the church is not used of. Government means govern. Govern. See, it's not what Ron wants. To follow Apostle Thompson, I got to have his heart, have his agenda, carry out things the way he want me to carry them out. Y'all ain't talking to me now. And if I'm really in love with God, he won't have no problem out of rhyme. And you're perfect. That don't mean you won't get corrected. Are you listening? But if your heart's perfect, you won't ever get out of sync with your leader. Go ahead, read.
That's it, sir.
That's all of them? No, time is up. All right. Don't get me in trouble, boy. You watch that clock. Y'all still right now. I have an apostle calling me up. All right. All right. Y'all read chapter 4. Make sure they get that. Hmm?